This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2909. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony. Just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, back at it, eating some yummy food at the Vitality Bistro this weekend following the Constitution class with Michael Badnarik. And they might be showing up. I heard that they're coming off the gun range. Although Super Don, my son, doesn't want to leave the gun range, so they left him there with the instructors to do even more. So, oh my goodness.
He likes shooting his guns.
He's way better than his dad. Now, I will say it was interesting this morning when I was out on the range, because remember we said we were going to do Second Amendment marksmanship training on day two of the Constitution class, which we did. And I was out there shooting with Michael Badnarik, and you know, I did my first round, and I did it on my own. My first shot, dead center, the X, hit the X. I was like, dude, nice. I'm feeling good. First shot, like, man, and then after that, it started scattering a little bit left and stuff. And, you know, Michael wasn't watching me close that time, so it was like, all right, so obviously something's up. Now, one of the things which with if you have like a Glock, they're very lightweight guns, very, very sturdy guns, but you got to learn how to shoot them because as you start shooting through, the base of the gun, your grip goes very light relative because it's more balanced. Hit top heavy normally because of the metal slide, everything, the barrel. So when you're loaded fully, it's a balanced gun. And then as you start shooting it, it becomes unbalanced. And unless you shoot a lot of it, Glocks can be inaccurate. Well, not the gun per se, but the people using them if they're not used to it. So I was like, all right, I'll do another round with Michael a little later. And, you know, he's talking about the delicate, the finger pull, that kind of thing. And, you know, I was able to bring the scatter down
pull
just
my
like
finger.
Promised. Pull my finger. Yeah. No, thank you. Not in the restaurant. Shh, don't do that. Anyway, it was a great time. And obviously, maybe we'll hear from Roseanne and Michael. I think I see Dr. Solara coming in, funny enough. So we've got lots of, hey, Dr. Solara, how are you? Good to see you. So we got another homeopath here at Vitality Bistro. You never know when you're going to run into some great healers here. So anyway, the idea of getting out there and being able to learn how to exert one of your rights, if I could say it that way, the Second Amendment is a right bestowed to us not by government but by God. And we were out there, you know, learning to be able to protect ourselves appropriately. And that's a right thing to do. And I only wish you were there with us.
Yeah, it looked like a couple of pictures that I saw. It looked like everybody was having a good time. I love the group photo.
I'm hoping Captain Morgan puts that into the show notes. She's working on it.
Yeah.
We'll see if they're up yet. I'm getting there. But
excellent.
Anyway, so we got that. Now, traveling around the world as I have for many years, there have been times where I've gone to equatorial regions of the planet, and we'd get there, and you arrive, and suddenly the flight attendants walk up and down the aisle spraying like a can of Raid or something of that equivalent. And I'm like, yeah, there were unconscious years in my life where I didn't know better. But I'm like going, are you kidding me? When I bought this ticket, they didn't mention anything about spraying pesticides in the tin can that we're stuck in. And this is what's apparently happening again. I don't know if it was a lull and it's coming back, but there's a lot of press on it right now. Toxic pesticides being sprayed on airline passengers. Superdon, do you get the sense that this is a renewed attempt because of Zika, or is this something that, as I've seen years ago, this is nothing new?
This is actually nothing new, and I noticed that a lot of people have been talking about it, spreading it around on social media, and so I took a look at it, and it's something called aircraft disinsection. And this is something, it is truly legit. In fact, they've even got it on the World Health Organization website as something that's been done for actually many years. You can find photos of the airlines years ago. There's still black and white photos where they're doing the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they literally do. They walk down the aisle and they will spray this insecticide inside the cabin. And there's one video in particular that's been making the rounds where this lady is walking backwards. She's spraying this can in the air, and she turns around to the person that's got the phone. She says, "Don't film this." And wow. So that, now, of course, that brought the conspiracy thing into it. Why would they not want you to do that? Well, just for people who might be questioning that, they on airlines do not encourage people to use their phones and film things in general about anything. That's just a policy. But in this particular case, you actually see the video of the lady walking backwards, spraying the can up in the air. So, well, you know, a lot of people are concerned about this.
If I were to, you know, suspect this, and I think this is the one thing, Jonathan Landsman, our good friend from Natural Health 365, says, and I encourage you to do this, make a call to the airline. Talk to a human. Get higher up the food chain until you find for sure if the flight you're taking is going to include spraying of pesticides when you arrive or in between when you get off or get back on the plane. And this is a real issue, because what about those who have environmental sensitivities who could be sent into anaphylaxis over this? The World Health Organization is apparently downplaying that and going, oh, well, there's no evidence that that's the case. It's like, you know, no evidence, my aspirin. You spray toxic pesticides in a place like that, a tin can. And the thing is, the World Health Organization is behind this and promotes it, and at the same time, they're warning you against Zika. And it's like, you know what? The problem isn't the bug, isn't the skeeter, isn't the microbe. It's the terrain. It's the health of the body. And yet they're willing to so callously pollute the body of everybody who goes onto an airplane. And I would, if I find there were two competing airlines, even if the price were a little more for the one that doesn't spray you, I would take the no spray one. I'm mesmerized by a giant piece of, is that chocolate cake? I'm going to have to find out what I just saw. Organic,
squirrel,
vegan, raw chocolate cake. I'm like, hey, Elijah, what was that you just walked over there? Chocolate cheesecake. Holy tamale, I saw that and I had to stop what I was talking about just to look at that.
We went from insecticide to
chocolate. I may have to try a little bit on the air and just tell everybody how yummy it is. For dessert, after I have the pancake things, whatever she's making. So, yeah, so folks, if you don't get to a place like Vitality Bistro to eat, you don't know how good raw food can be. They do such a good job here. And you know, like I said, when we can fool Michael Badnarik, I mean, this is the guy, the steak and ice cream guy, right? And he doesn't know he's not eating real ice cream. You know they can nail it for you in a good way. So that made me happier than the pesticide story when I saw that go by.
Well, again, I just want to emphasize that when these stories go around, a lot of people may question either a healthy questioning or maybe a cynical questioning as to the accuracy of this. And if you go to the World Health Organization website, they explain it in great detail. They're talking about how this type of practice, this disinsection, is mandated by the international health regulations. And listen to the procedure they go through here, okay?
Okay.
First, they treat the interior of the aircraft using a quick-acting insecticide spray immediately before takeoff with the passengers on board.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's treatment of the interior of the aircraft on the ground before passengers come on board using what they call a residual insecticide aerosol, plus an additional in-flight treatment with a quick-acting spray shortly before landing. And then they talk about doing a regular application of a residual insecticide to all internal surfaces of the aircraft except for those in the food preparation area. So it's literally, according to the World Health Organization, this mandate, they're talking about 3+ applications of this residual insecticide every time the plane takes off and lands.
Well, so you're going into a toxic zone again. It's like flame retardants and fire retardants. You can't see them, but they're there.
I've flown on planes a few times, and there are a lot of people that fly planes on a regular basis, and a lot of these people are shocked to discover that this is actually going on, literally on every flight.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. All right, so I got to pull out of the... And by the way, you obviously need to take extra selenium when you're on these planes, on the trips. Do everything. I'd say do a coffee enema when you get to your destination, but Grandma's not going to be too happy if you're visiting her. You're going to do what in my house? No. So what can we do? Extra support for your liver. There's outdoor chemical pollutants formulas that King Bio has. I would definitely travel with that, knowing that the exposure may be beyond your control. And then, again, do extra detox support, like I mentioned, for Lori earlier in the show today. By the way, I was just brought a plate of raw. I don't know what these pancakes are made out of. They look like little pancakes with they're covered in organic bananas. I've got some maple syrup. I'm assuming it's organic raw maple syrup and some coconut oil. I'm guessing. I'm going to find out what it is. I'm going to eat some on the break because I'm not going to eat it now. But I'm going to send a picture up to the social networks. And Super Don, you can blast it out once you see it.
Fine.
But, yeah. What do you mean fine? I'm not eating on the air. You can't. You know, rail on me.
You had me a chocolate cheesecake.
Yeah. No. I'll take a picture of that too. But that's coming next. And then we're going to do a cookout later with all the people that came to the class that are still going to be sticking around. We're going to do a cookout. It won't be vegan friendly though. I mean, I'm doing my vegan right now, but later it's not going to be.
All right.
Let me post that up. Okay. So you check out that picture of what they've just sent me. Let's see, what else we got to do? Permitting. Remember, never ask for permission where none is required. But the idea that you could go out and start a business in food, right, that you want to sell, like your food is the best, everybody tells you your food is the best in your kitchen, and you decide to make some of that and sell it because people want to buy it, look out, the government's coming to get you. And we've got a story about that coming up. Again, this is the crazy world in which we live. They don't want you to eat anything that the government hasn't said is okay. It's a wonder that we're alive. Mom never got her kitchen inspected. Do you remember if your mom's kitchen was ever inspected by government?
My mom's kitchen was never inspected by government. And isn't it interesting that they feel the need to have to do that? Yet how many times are we reading about recalls from these companies that are FDA approved, right?
All inspected, USDA, you name it. We're going to talk about that next, but I'm going to have a bite of these raw pancakes from Vitality Bistro next. I've posted the picture, Super Don. You check it out on the break. We'll talk about it some more, and maybe we'll hear from Roseanne Lindsay and Michael Bednarik before the hour is out. How cool would that be?
Sounds good to me.
All right, notes should be up soon. RobertScottBell.com. Sign up for email alerts. We got lots of upcoming events I'll let you know about as well after the break.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Live from the Vitality Bistro, and I think I got the food in me, and I'm not chewing, because Super Don gets annoyed if I eat while I'm on the air trying to talk, and rightfully so. I should be chastised when I do that. So, did you see the picture of the organic raw pancakes?
I did indeed.
Absolutely. So yeah, it's got some organic maple syrup as an option, and it has some kind of, I don't know what kind of butter they called it, but I asked them what this was made. I think there was coconut in it, but they said this was made from maca flour and cashew flour. Maca and cashew, and it's really decadent. So you get all of the fat, all of the taste, but none of the guilt. Not like I'm invested in guilt, but those of you who want to have some high-density pancakes, and they're chewy, they're not like crispy. Ah, yummy. I'm actually still salivating from them. Sorry. I won't drool on the microphone, I promise. Oh, man. But I will try that chocolate cheesecake for you and take a picture of it a little later.
All right. Yeah,
I will suffer through it. I will suffer through it for you, my friend.
What? Yeah, the things you do, boy,
uh-huh,
I tell you.
Uh-huh. For this show and all the people on planet Earth. Anyway, RobertScottBell.com, Captain Morgan's working the notes. Had a great constitutional weekend. Still looking to see if Michael Badnarik and Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, will be able to show up in time from the gun range. That'll be awesome. We can catch up with them. But for now, a permit. We talked about Mom's Kitchen, right? How often did Mom's Kitchen get inspected by the government? And how many of your mom's kitchens got inspected by the government? I'll hazard a guess to say none. None. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Everybody listening to this program whose mom had a kitchen and made food in that kitchen for you, little baby boy, baby girl, as you grew, none of them were inspected by government. None of those kitchens. The question is, how is it that you're alive? Now, some will say, hey, we got Roseanne. Oh, we got Michael here, too. Oh, we're going to join him in. This is perfect timing. This is really perfect timing. Let me get that on him, and then we'll get him cranked up in just a moment here. All right, Michael, can you hear me through those headphones? All right, let me see if I can bring your microphone up. And let's see, you're on mic three. I think I hear you. Talk to me, my friend.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, no, that's not it. Try that again.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, we got you. Michael Badnarik is here. He's bad to the bone. Not time for the theme song, but we have a perfect story. Was your mom's kitchen inspected by government when you were growing up and eating food from her kitchen?
No. My brothers and I ate everything too fast before it could be expected.
No government agent could get in there quick enough.
Nope.
But how is it you're alive if they didn't inspect your mom's cooking to make sure it was safe for you?
My mom inspected the cooking.
Really?
She did the cooking.
Was she qualified?
She was a mom.
Well,
she was eminently qualified.
All right, so we got a story here about a mom, a woman. She's fighting a fine for doing what? She sold tamales. You know tamales?
Yeah.
Without a permit. She didn't ask for permission. How dare her? Carrollton mother, and I don't know what city of Carrollton, what state? Because there's Carrollton, Georgia, there's Carrollton, Texas. Where is this Carrollton? Is it in California? Do you know Super Don? I couldn't tell. I think it's Carrollton, Texas.
Let me look here.
I'm guessing. So in Texas, if this was the case, and you're a Texan, Michael, how is it possible that we've come to the point where somebody who makes awesome tamales and everybody in the neighborhood says, your tamales are the best ever. I would buy them if you made them for me, right? And so she says, hey, I could do that. I could make them. I can make a little extra money. And then the moment she does, she's turned in by some nosy neighbor for not having a permit. What the hell kind of America is that? And especially if it's in Texas.
It's a communist America is what it is.
That is communism, isn't it?
It is a communism where the government is in charge. You're subject to the government. And the government tells you what you can and cannot do. You have no rights. And the government owns all the property. We talked about that in yesterday's class.
Right. Right.
We talked about sovereignty where you make your own decisions. You got to be a grown-up.
But how can you be sure that her food is safe without the government coming in to make sure it's safe?
You take your chances. Everybody's going to die. I'm not going to die from somebody's tacos or tamales. Excuse me. You know, what people fail to realize is that this type of barter system is self-correcting.
Yeah.
Why are people eager to buy the tamales? Because they're delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing, I haven't read the entire article, I'm guessing that since she's been selling tamales, not a single person has died, gotten sick, no nausea.
Yeah.
Now, let's imagine, okay, worst possible case. You buy some of this woman's tamales and somebody gets sick.
Right.
You don't think word of that would get around?
Yeah, don't eat her tamales,
What would happen to her business if, you know, people got word that, well, you know, God, every time you eat tamales, you're going to get sick.
She has a vested interest to make sure they're good and clean if she wants to keep selling them.
Absolutely.
We got to take a break. Michael Badnarik is here, and Roseanne Lindsay is going to join us after the break, live from the Vitality Bistro on the Robert Scott Bell Show, after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're live on the Robert Scott Bell Show with my good buddy Michael Badnarik. Bad to the bone, he just joined us from the gun range. And where else are we going here? Let's see, coming around to Roseanne Lindsay.
Naturopath.
And she's a marksman today because she went to the Second Amendment marksmanship training with us. And I am here, we were talking about hot tamales. Hot tamales, get them while they're hot, right? And this woman who said, I was trying to sell them, and the government fined me $700. Said I couldn't because a nosy neighbor said I didn't have a permit. And the government said, that's right, you don't have a permit. Michael, what do you say when somebody says you
need no stinking permit?
Stop asking permission where none is required, please.
Absolutely. Where does the government get the assumption that they have that kind of control over your life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to sell tamales and you have people who want to buy tamales, sell those tamales. And let's make a deal.
Roseanne, you're a mommy too, right?
Yeah.
And your kitchen, has it been inspected by the government?
No.
How is...
Not allowed in my kitchen.
I like that. They have to have permission to come into your kitchen. But how have your children survived not having a kitchen inspected by the government, feeding them food all those years?
Well, you know, I've been actually feeding them raw milk and raw butter, raw cheese and for a long time. And the thing is that it's not illegal to consume these products. I mean, it's not illegal to drink
jealous.
Raw milk.
Right.
So if we can get it, we can drink it. And nobody can take us in for that. Nobody can charge us for that. Nobody
right.
can jail us for that.
Can you adopt me?
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me.
I love raw milk.
Mm-hmm.
I worked on a cattle ranch for a year and a half. And one of the things that I discovered was how good raw milk is. Now, Roseanne is going to tell you how good it is for you. And you haven't had it pasteurized and homogenized and all that stuff. It's like... Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care if it's healthy for me. I eat stuff because it's good. And drinking, I would get up early in the morning on the ranch, and we had 4 dairy cows. My job, part of my job, was to milk these dairy cows.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're milking the second one, you've already poured the milk from the first cow into the thing, and you get one of these great big red Solo cups.
Yes.
And I would just dip into there, and you're drinking milk that is still warm from the cow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the cow's body warmth, and it is so good.
Oh, Michael.
I mean, I'm a little irritated that we have military in over 130 countries around the world, and I'm not terribly happy that the Federal Reserve has been counterfeiting our money for 113 years, but I'm really, really pissed that the FDA is messing with our,
milk. That's right.
Stay away from my milk. Stay away from my cows. It's not your job. I don't want to go homogenizing or pasteurizing. Just leave my milk alone. I want it like from the cow to my cup to my lips. That is, if you have not had raw milk.
Real milk.
You
from grass-fed cows.
Right.
From grass-fed cows. Let me give you a kind of an example. If you're familiar with skim milk, you know, like 0%
looks silvery, nasty.
And then you go from that to whole milk. I mean, there's a significant difference between skim milk and whole milk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, take whole milk and bump that up like 2 steps, and that's where you are with raw milk.
Real
stuff. If you find raw milk and start drinking raw milk, I'm going to bet money that you never go back to the ordinary store-bought stuff.
Absolutely. You can't. I hated milk as a child. We had skim milk and stuff.
Really?
We had pasteurized. I didn't know. That's all I knew. Now, last night, did you see Michael Badnarik eat a banana split here at the Vitality Bistro?
I did.
You did. Now, the night prior, or the Friday night, we brought him here because he wanted ice cream. I didn't tell him a thing, and I said, I have some ice cream here. He ordered a banana split. After he finished eating, I said, you know, Michael, that was not really ice cream. That was made from, like, cashews, nuts and things. Have you ever had, like, raw ice cream?
Yeah.
Okay, now let's go back to Michael Badnarik. We're also simulcasting on Twitter right now. So, Michael, honest truth.
You lied to me. I was misled. You said I could have ice cream, and you gave me some nut stuff, and I had no clue.
It was that good, wasn't it?
It was a banana split.
Yeah.
It had bananas and big, big blackberries and chocolate syrup.
Yeah.
It was delicious. 3 different flavors of ice cream.
Whatever it was, right? Organic and raw. And
it was delicious.
Yeah.
It was absolutely decadent, and I'm still pissed that you lied to me.
Thankfully, you didn't take it out on me on the range today.
No, it was really, really good.
Yeah. By the way, how was the range? Was that fun with Ian out there?
We had a great time. Ian is a really
what a great
good guy.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people got a chance to shoot a lot of different types of pistols to gather experience to decide kind of in the future what they might want to shoot.
Yeah.
And
there was something incredible that happened.
What was that?
None of the guns got up and shot anybody.
Whoa. Wait a second.
Yeah.
Not one?
No.
Right?
Laid there.
And Nobody got hurt. Nobody shot themselves in the foot. We didn't waste any ammunition. We didn't have to have an ambulance come up. And, you know, everybody had fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get a group of people with a half a brain, and they're able to follow directions and stay safe.
Unlike DEA agents and things, right?
That's right.
Right.
That's right. Oh, it's like hysterical.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm gonna find that video, and I'm going to post it to my website.
Okay, yeah, DEA agent shot himself in the foot after saying, I'm the only one qualified to use this firearm. Now, Roseanne, did you have a special favorite that you enjoyed that fit your hand well, that you shot well
with? Yeah, there was a Ruger LCR light compact revolver that I really liked that fit my hand really well, and that's the purpose of having all these on display, is that you can actually pick them up and feel the power and what works for you the best, and work from different ranges, you know, all locations. It was exceptional. It was an exceptional experience.
Well, I think, you know, and it was your first time shooting, you shot rifles, but never shot, like, handguns.
Right.
And having it outdoors is such a difference maker, because when you're inside, it's the first time, it's very intimidating. The concussion is louder. Even if you're wearing headphones, you feel it. And being outdoors, it's like, that's the way it should be.
The sound dissipates. It doesn't bounce back off of the walls.
Yeah.
It's just easier and a little bit more natural. And
so that's a tip for everybody that wants to train a new person. Take them to an outdoor range.
Yeah, if you have the opportunity, shooting in an outdoor range is a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that is really important about selecting a gun is that it fits in your hand. You know, buying a big 44 Magnum, you know, okay, that's what Dirty Harry had, but if it doesn't feel good and it's too big for you to handle, you're not going to be able to hit the target. I don't care how big the bullet is. So, you know, the most important thing is having a gun that is comfortable for you, that allows you to hit the target 95% of the time or more.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, there are basics that you have to follow. This is not complicated rocket science, but there are steps that you can follow. And, you know, we can get you to hit the target the first time out. And if you're willing to work with me, I can reduce your pattern
in just
a short amount of time.
Yeah, you were observing my firing capacity, if you will, I would say, today. And it reduced it immediately, because I was pulling the trigger too hard versus a softer pull. And these are the things that, you know, you just need to experience to be able to modify it.
Right.
So I wish that every time you teach the Constitution class, there's a Second Amendment marksmanship training afterwards. Wouldn't that be awesome?
I would love that.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah. Speaking of hitting the target, here's a story. Treating metabolic deficiencies may improve depression symptoms, according to a study. Wait a second. Are they saying that nutrient deficiencies, metabolic imbalances may cause depression?
What do you know? It doesn't. You mean there's not a drug deficiency?
Right. Naturopath Roseanne Lindsay, of course, natureofhealing.org. That's a great one for you, because that's like in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, well, the thyroid regulates the metabolic system. So one of the things when you have low thyroid is that there's depression and there's brain fog and there's, you know, forgetfulness. Depression is a real symptom. And a lot of people go in with low thyroid and their numbers don't fall in the range of the medical testing, and so the doctors will recommend an antidepressant.
Mm-hmm.
And in most cases, that's the wrong thing, because they're really low in iodine and multi-minerals. They're mineral deficient.
Right, right, exactly.
I'm suffering from depression, but I don't think that it's my thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm suffering depression because I've seen videos where people in the United States don't know how many stars are in the American flag.
That's depressing, yes.
They think that Hillary Clinton is going to use Karl Marx as her
running mate,
vice presidential candidate, and they know that 4th of July is also called Independence Day, but they don't know why.
Yeah,
they don't know why.
What is that all about?
Declared president,
right?
And this depresses me.
Very depressing.
This is very depressing. I'm going to have another banana split.
I think that, or the raw chocolate cheesecake, which we'll see. Now, if you're watching on Periscope, if you have a question, you can, you know, send it in on Periscope Live. Roseanne now has the camera, so she can look at it. If there's a question that comes in, she'll let us know. But this, you know, these metabolic issues, depression is not evidence of a lack of SSRI medication or anything else. It can be a lack of a lot of things, particularly minerals, the functioning, as you said, of the endocrine system, the glandular system. Very real. We live in a burnout world, and we don't have enough fun. But we did have enough fun this weekend learning the Constitution. And Michael, you made it as fun as ever. You know, Roseanne, you came down from Wisconsin for this. Was it worth it? You feel it was good?
It was. I was here with Mr. Constitution, Mr. Health, Freedom, Liberty, and Yeah, free will.
Good buddy, yes. It's been so great to be here. And Terry's over there. She came down with you. She had a great time, didn't she?
There's Terry.
Yeah. Oh, she's hiding. How did you do? Did you enjoy the firearms? It was fun, wasn't it? Yeah. So, again, it was like...
It's about reclaiming responsibility for your freedom and, mm-hmm. and your health. And if you don't have health, you don't really have freedom. If you don't have freedom, you don't have health. So, I mean, it all goes together.
Well, hopefully the class is empowering.
Yeah.
Once you know the way things are supposed to be and you take responsibility for your own life, mm-hmm. for your own body,
yeah.
and, you know, it's like, wow, I'm in charge. I don't need no stinking badger.
I will make my tamales. You can't say anything about it.
Yeah.
Right? And you know, that's the whole concept here. If we have an economy that maybe arguably not so good because it's based on funny money, and we're actually clipping along because of the cheap price of oil right now, artificially held low by fracking and other things. Eventually that ends. What then? Do you stop neighbors from helping neighbors selling or bartering or giving away? And they say, no, you can't give away your tamales because you need some raw milk from your neighbor who has a cow or a goat because you haven't been inspected. How well do you think that people are going to tolerate that when they're starving?
Oh, I think they're going to drink the raw milk eagerly.
Yeah.
In fact, even before we get to that point, if your listeners are out there and they can find raw milk, you know, tell them Michael sent you.
Mm-hmm.
And you will not be disappointed.
Well,
that's how good this stuff is.
Well, all right, Super Don, your story's coming up next. If you thought it was bad that the government doesn't want you to buy and sell tamales without their approval, how about buying and selling poop? Yep, they want to get in on that, too. We're going to be back after this break. Michael Bednarik asking no permission where none is required.
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Super Don will be back with you, too, after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we're not going to go deeply into the woman who fought kidney disease and defied all statistics, but there are ways, suffice it to say, to overcome all of these so-called incurable diseases of modern medicine. And we cover them 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, live on GCN, our home in radio, broadcast radio. Heard around the world as well on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, broadcast, podcast on Epic Times, Red State Radio, as well as UK Health Radio and SoundCloud. And loads of archives. We've had Michael on many times over the years, and it was just the most amazing thing to have you back in the fold, hang out for the weekend, talk Constitution with people who really love liberty and are interested in going deeper than a superficial discussion of who do I vote for now.
Right. Right. We didn't talk about voting for people.
Right. Why wasn't vote? It shouldn't be all about voting, right? Voting is not even a right. It's a privilege, people. And they're like, whoa, you're taking away voting my rights to vote. It's like, no, that's not a right. And in fact, some of the discussion we talked about, the difference between a federal or national citizenship in the 14th Amendment versus state citizenship, which it preceded it. And these are distinctions folks don't know, and they think, oh, that's anachronistic. What does it matter? Well, it matters to folks that, there was institutional racism. There's no doubt about that in our history.
Right.
There was a time in our country when you had to get a marriage license. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. They still say you have to get a marriage license. Why did you have to get a marriage license originally? If a white person wanted to marry a black person. Oh, we can't allow it. Well, if you ask special permission, we might grant it. And then the 14th Amendment comes along, and equal protection clause, equal protection of the law, they say, you know what? We got to treat everybody equally like they're less than sovereign, right? You have to ask permission if you want to marry anybody. Why it doesn't matter. Rather than saying, you know what? Why are we in the business of granting permission to do something that is your birthright, to choose a mate, to be with them, however you want to define the terms of that marriage or through your church or whatever you wanted to do? I mean, it seems so basic.
It is basic. And I mean, you don't ask your mother for permission to, you know, to date somebody. Why would you ask the government for permission?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous. But we have taken so much for granted for so long that it just seems normal to get permission from the government for everything we do.
All right.
You know, get a driver's license to have permission to be on the highway.
Captain Morgan.
You know, concealed comment. It's ridiculous.
Well, and of course, now one more level of government bureaucracy. If you want to sell your poop, you now have to get the FDA to approve it first. I'm not kidding you. Oh, my gosh. Super Don, how did you find this story? This was a classic. We always got to do one potty story per every show because they would expect us to be. We're not that mature.
Well, if you remember, it happened about 3 years ago. We covered this on the air when it happened because it was such an outrageous story then. There was a landmark study that showed that a fecal transplant offered extreme relief and great results for C. diff cases.
Fecal transplants, and right? You want one of those,
that's
right?
That's right.
Doesn't that sound appetizing,
that
Michael?
Sounds awesome. I can't wait.
I'm not even sure what that means.
You don't want to know.
Well, basically, you know, you take the poop from somebody who has a healthy gut, and you transplant that into somebody who has a problem with theirs, and the bacteria, and the, you know, it restores the gut flora, basically. So
there are other ways.
There are other ways. And this was the reason why it was such a great story to cover at the time. And the crazy part about this is that the FDA, when they found out from that study that it was working so well, they jumped in and decided, oh, no, wait, now you can't treat poop like a natural substance from the body. It now has to be treated like an investigational new drug.
I'm sorry. If I'm going to have the FDA inspect every time I it's gone too far. Clearly, it's gone too far, Michael.
You know, I think I like this law, that somebody's going to have to come and dig through my toilet when I'm done. Man,
if it's a government worker, okay, you deserve it, right?
It's like, ring.
Is that why they have no fishing sign in the toilet?
That explains the no fishing sign at the Rio toilets.
Like, you know, I'm ready again. Come on out. You know, bring your chopsticks and go. Oh, man.
You know, instead of bothering the woman selling hot tamales, send the agents into your bathroom after every time before and they can approve it. I like it.
Absolutely. Oh,
all right,
my gosh. And I'm probably going to give the guy a swirly.
Michael Badnarik, my friend. Roseanne Lindsay, thank you. Love you so dearly. Appreciate you both. It was a great time. Op-Ed, Captain Morgan, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for an awesome weekend here. We got lots more broadcast healing, but we're out of time. Tomorrow, Advanced Medicine, live from Vitality Bistro here right now. Come and visit us. Have some good organic raw food and ice cream that'll even fool Michael Badnarik.
And
yeah.
I fell for it.
Yep.
Loved it.
But it's good. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.